Sweet corn is always sweeter if you've grown it yourself. A little advice for growing it in the backyard garden today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. If you or a loved one are having trouble getting around your home or scared of falling and risking injury, then please listen.
Hi, I'm Tom Cruise, inventor of the HoverRound, America's number one power chair. Let HoverRound give you back your safety and peace of mind.
Call toll-free 1-844-91-HOVER for your free informational DVD. That's toll-free 1-844-91-HOVER. 9 out of 10 people paid little or nothing out of pocket. Insurance coverage depends on medical necessity as determined by insurer. Valid doctor's prescription required.
If you're fascinated with extreme weather, you'll love TornadoTalk.com. At TornadoTalk.com, you'll hear our weekly show about one of nature's most fascinating phenomenon, tornadoes. Interviews with storm chasers, storm survivors, new tips on storm safety, and an invitation for you to tell us about your tornado stories. Go to TornadoTalk.com. That's TornadoTalk.com. Find us online at TornadoTalk.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, May 15th, the 136th day of the year. Wizard of Oz author L. Frank Baum was born on this day. Old Time Lore says it's time to plant corn when oak leaves are the size of a squirrel's ear. We haven't been able to measure any squirrel's ears lately, but it seems like it's about time in our part of the country. Here's a few more corn growing tips. In the garden, sweet corn is best planted in short rows or in blocks. That ensures better stalk-to-stalk exposure and more even pollination. And be sure the soil has enough nitrogen, the most important nutrient for corn. A Native American custom was to bury a fish head with a corn seed. You can try that if you like, or get the same result with a scoop of compost or manure. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.